It's all things life and love with an emphasis on healthy relationships. It's Real Talk with Dr. Rick on The Truth. Dr. Rick deals honestly and openly with issues affecting your relationships from a Christian perspective. And now, licensed relationship therapist and marriage coach, Dr. Rick Marks.
Welcome to Real Talk Radio with Dr. Rick of Live the Life Ministries, based here in Jacksonville, Florida. We are a marriage and family strengthening initiative that is seeking to strengthen marriages and families through education and through supporting, particularly churches, to help them do better, more effective work in strengthening marriages and families so that we can make a difference in the community and actually see a drop in the divorce rate. And if you've been watching in the news here lately in Jacksonville, you've noticed that there's been a 28% drop in divorce in Jacksonville because of the leadership of Live the Life Ministries and the partnerships that we have with churches that have valued marriage and family ministry enough to have ongoing, sustainable marriage ministry so that we can make a difference in the lives of families. And as my daughter said a long time ago, when you save a marriage, you save a generation. That is not just true biblically, but social science research proves that as well. And so today on Real Talk, of course, it's Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a common topic on what Thanksgiving. So we're going to talk about Thanksgiving or thankfulness, and what I'm going to call gratitude today. We're going to talk about gratitude, not just from a biblical standpoint, but we know the scripture says, in everything give thanks, and for everything give thanks. And we know that we're told to do that. But what does research show about the posture of an attitude of gratitude, that when we are grateful, what is the result in ourselves and those around us when we are living a life of gratitude? Now, a life of gratitude, I'm going to tell you up front, requires humility. Prideful people find it very difficult to sustain a life of gratitude. Humility allows you to see things differently, allows you to see beyond your hurt and your pain and your angers. It allows you to see things from another person's perspective. It allows you to go, wow, you know, Luella really did this, and that was her intention. I can be grateful for her intention, though what she did may not have been have the effect she wanted to. You see, so we're going to talk a little bit about here about gratitude. And one of the biggest things that gratitude allows us to do is not to feel sorry for ourselves. You know, research shows that people who spend a lot of time in self-pity, self-deprecation, really lack gratitude. They're not able to see the good things in life and the good things that happen around them. All right. Some counselors and pastors tell people you should keep a gratitude journal or each and every day, you know, think about the things that are going on around you that are positive. Those are great things to do if you have a problem with being grateful. I have learned that when you live more fully in the present, then you're able to see the positive things that are going on around you, and you can see the gratefulness. You know, I am recording this the day after elections. The day after elections. And there are people who are not grateful, and there are people who are grateful based on your political bent or persuasion. But in the end, folks, Jesus is still on this throne. Jesus is not a Republican. He is not a Democrat. And praise the Lord for that. He's an independent in my personal mindset. And the psalmist says basically that the Lord moves the hearts of the kings, the leaders of the nations. Their hearts are moved by him as the rivers are along their way. And folks, let me say something to you. I can be grateful that it doesn't matter who wins, Democrat or Republican, because God is still in control. And the reality is, this is still a great nation. There's a lot of good things that you can be thoughtful of. People who lack an attitude of gratitude end up a lot of time with self-pity, self-deprecation, because they're not able to see the positive things around them. So what I'm going to do today on Real Talk is talk about 7 scientifically proven benefits of an attitude of gratitude. So we're going to look at these 7 and kind of explore them and just kind of talk about them for a little bit. And then at the end of our time together, I want you to ask yourself, how are you doing in being a person of gratitude? How are you doing in thankfulness? You know, this holiday was set aside in the early days of this country as a way of saying thanks to the Lord. it was a way of giving gratefulness to God for what he has done in the lives of those early pilgrims when they came over here to find religious freedom from the oppression that they believe they experienced there in England. And the reality is, you know what? We need to be thankful every single day. There is so much to be grateful for, even in the midst of pain. This is why the Apostle Paul could say, in whatever situation I'm in, no matter what position I'm in, I will find contentment. Why? Because when we find in the midst of whatever that we're going through, gratitude isn't denial, by the way. Being grateful and thankful things isn't denial. It doesn't you deny that there's bad things happening. But in the midst of that, you recognize that there are things that are painful or hurtful, that may be fearful. You're able to find the positives in life as well. It's about contentment. It's about, yes, this may be where I'm at, but you know what? I can be grateful for this. I can be grateful for my salvation. And so let's take a look today, just kind of briefly. Let's take a peek into what does the research say that scientifically proven benefits of a heart of gratitude. So here we go. Number one, gratitude actually opens the doorway for people to have more deeper, intimate relationships. I'm going to say that again. Gratitude actually opens the doorway for people to have more intimate, caring relationships. You see, saying thank you isn't just about good manners. I mean, it is good manners, but it's not just about good manners. Saying thank you is about showing appreciation. And there was a study in 2014 in Emotion Journal. In this 2014 study, actually found that people who are appreciative, people who are on an attitude of appreciation and gratitude, they actually turn acquaintances into friendships. You see, when a stranger holds a door open for you and you say thank you, there's a connection built. They want to say thank you back, and then you start to talk with them. When you send a thank you note to a colleague that did something for you, or a brother or sister who helped you in some way, and you send a thank you note to them, it says that you acknowledge them, but it makes them want to build a relationship with you as well. You see, there's power in saying thank you. By the way, whenever you share an appreciation with someone, this is interesting too about the brain. Whenever you share an appreciation with someone, the moment that person's brain hears that appreciation, their brain releases a neurochemical called dopamine. Dopamine. What is dopamine? For those that don't know, dopamine is a neurochemical that when it is released, it produces a mood shift into pleasure. So I always ask folks who are married, how many dopamine shots do you give your spouse every day? How many times do you say, here are things I appreciate? How many dopamine shots do you give your children if you have children today? If you're an employer, how many dopamine shots do you give your employees? There is power in sharing appreciations, being grateful. It allows people to feel something pleasurable inside of them. Now, this is interesting also. Proverbs 16:24, it says that pleasant words, think appreciations, pleasant words are pleasing to the physical body. So you've got to ask, well, how can a pleasant word be pleasing to the physical body? Well, I've just told you, dopamine. You see, there's power when you look at that verse through the prism of brain research. No wonder the Lord tells us to share pleasant words with people, appreciations. Gratitude opens the door to more intimate, caring relationships around you. Number two, research actually through a 2012 study, it was published in Personality and Individual Differences. In this study, it showed that people who are grateful actually experience fewer aches and pains and actually report feeling healthier and more emotionally and physically whole than those that are not grateful. You see, grateful people tend to take care of their health more. They tend to exercise more. They tend to do regular checkups. And interesting, being grateful actually contributes to longevity and life based on this study. So it begins the question, you want to increase your health? Be grateful. You see, when you're not grateful, then you're angry and resentful. When you're angry and resentful, which is really the opposite of being grateful, or thankful about something, when you're angry and resentful and you're not able to move to gratitude, which balances your brain out for you, then anger leads, as long as you hold it in, the anger over time reduces serotonin in your brain. And when you start to reduce serotonin in your brain, you end up clinically depressed, because depression is basically a reduction of serotonin. Then you end up going to a counselor or a medical doctor who gives you a pill, and the antidepressant they're giving you is a serotonin uptake drug. It just seems to me, folks, if you want to be physically healthy, move to gratitude. Find reasons to be thankful. You're doing your own physical body a great, great benefit. Number three, gratitude improves not just physical health, it also improves psychological health. There is Robert Emmons, who's a leading gratitude researcher, on gratitude and gratefulness. He basically says that gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions. Listen, from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. That's right. It actually reduces negative emotions. People who are angry, resentful, that toxicity of that negative energy, of the anger, resentment, and fear will have physiological effects on you, and not just physiological, but also mental effects on you. And so, if you want really good health, guess what? Be grateful. Gratefulness increases happiness and reduces depression. I'm going to say that again. Research confirms that gratitude increases happiness and reduces depression. Next, number four, gratitude enhances empathy and reduces regression. It enhances empathy, number four, and reduces regression. Aggression. There was a study in 2012 by the University of Kentucky, and what they were looking at is that people who tend to be thankful actually behave in very pro-social manners, even with others who behave less kindly. You get that? In other words, people who are grateful tend to be more patient, they tend to be more kind, and they tend to be more empathetic. People who are not grateful tend to be more defensive, they tend to be more negative, and they tend to give negative feedback quickly. And so gratitude actually enhances empathy, compassion. And when you move to empathy and compassion, you're actually reducing aggression and resentment and anger. And that's a very powerful way to want to live life. You know, I've been in the field of mental health for a long time, and even working within the church setting primarily over these 20-something, 30 years. And what I've noticed is that there are many, many, many Christians who are very active in churches, but they're actually angry. They're frustrated. They don't live in peace. Interesting. When you think about the church at large, it's just my personal opinion based on my experience, of course. I think there's a lot of validity to what I'm about to say, though. The people of God are not living in peace. They're actually non-peaceful people. They're frustrated. They're pent up. There's resentment and anger. Look at our families. Look at our marriages. Look at how we treat each other, even across denominational lines. We tend to be more aggressive than we are assertive. We tend to be more uncaring than we are compassionate. You see, gratitude allows us to look for the good because it moves us to empathy. And there's a very powerful way of living when you move in empathy, because when you move to empathy, you become more sensitive, you become more caring, and you're able to see life from that other person's perspective. People who tend to be angry, resentful, and bitter, and ungrateful are not able to move to empathy, and thus it's not easier for them to see life from someone else's perspective. I always say, you know, there's only one reality in life, folks, just different perspectives of that one reality. And gratitude allows you to see things from someone else's perspective. You know, example, you know, I used to buy my wife red roses and did it for years, 3 or 4 times a year. And you can get them pretty inexpensive, you know, at Walmart, places like that. Okay. So anyway, but I would buy those for years. And what I did not know, because I didn't listen well, is my wife was grateful for the red roses, but the red roses meant nothing to her. Because roses is not something she enjoyed. What she enjoyed were yellow roses. And finally, about 10 years ago, she confronted me about that, and I tell the story in my marriage seminars. However, when she said it to me, she said, Rick, I appreciate the thought of roses. There was her gratitude. But she did tell me, red roses mean nothing. Yellow roses mean everything. And so since then, I've been buying yellow roses regularly because it's the yellow roses that have greater meaning for her. Okay? Number five, grateful people actually sleep better. Isn't that great to know? Grateful people sleep better. There's a 2011 study published in Applied Psychology, Health and Well-Being. And just their research showed just spending 15 minutes jotting down a few grateful sentiments before bed. Those people who do that regularly, now I'm not saying you have to, but I think the point here is that people who are able on a daily basis to look at the things they're grateful for and acknowledge those things and be thankful for those things actually sleep better and they sleep longer. Anger, resentment disrupts sleep. People who are depressed either sleep more or they sleep less, but when they do wake up, they're still tired. It isn't a healthy sleep. You see, gratitude allows you to sleep better. Why? Because when you live a life of gratitude, you're actually living in peace. You're peaceful because you're content. You're not denying things that I said earlier. You're not denying things that aren't – you're not denying saying, you know, well, I'm just not going to deal with the things that aren't going well. No. Grateful people deal with the issues that are bugging them. They're able to confront the ills and the sins of life and the challenges of life. Same time, though, they're able to see positive things in life as well. You know, I said that I'm recording this today, the day after the election. And some of my Christian friends are very angry about some things that happened. And I just began to ask them questions. I said, you know, isn't it wonderful to be an American, though? Isn't it wonderful to be in a country where we get to live like we do in spite of who wins? Isn't it wonderful that my kids are still healthy and whole and that the church is still out there doing what it does and I still got my marriage? And you see, there's a lot of things I can look for to be grateful for, and living that kind of a life in the present, I do sleep pretty good at night, to be honest. I just don't get caught up in all the things I can't control. And I think part of gratefulness also comes in that idea of knowing what you can control and what you can't control. It's knowing the difference. It's the idea of the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You see, when you realize that there's certain things I can't control and I can't control, and you know the difference, you tend to live in peace because you don't try and control things you can't. Number six, gratitude also improves your self-esteem, your self-worth. There was a 2014 study published in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology and found that gratitude increased the self-esteem of athletes, which, by the way, motivates them to function at their optimal performance. You see, the scripture says we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. No man, in Ephesians 5, you know, treats his wife in an unloving way because he doesn't treat his own body in an unloving way. You see, a husband who loves his wife, Paul says in Ephesians, loves himself. You have to have a healthy sense of self-worth, not an arrogant, haughty one, but a self-esteem that understands your strengths and your weakness, and you're okay with both of them. You see, it's okay to not be okay, folks, all right? And when you begin to realize it's okay to not be okay, I can be thankful and grateful for my strengths, and I can recognize I got some issues as well. Ask my wife. She'll tell you, all right? She knows. But at the same time, I don't spend my life worrying about all the things, all of my challenges, and let those dictate how I perceive myself, particularly when I recognize that when the Abba Father sent his son to die on a cross for me, that act in itself says that I'm okay. It says that I have value. It says that I have worth. I've decided to live in that. So gratitude improves a person's self-esteem and self-worth. And number seven, gratitude actually increases mental strength. It increases mental strength. You see, what I'm about to say can be somewhat traumatic, but controversial, But there was a 2006 study published in Behavior Research and Therapy, and it found that Vietnam War veterans who had higher levels of gratitude actually experienced lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. All right. It didn't mean that they didn't have it. It meant they had lower rates of it. All right. There was a 2003 study in the journal Personality and Social Psychology found that gratitude is a major contributor to resilience, particularly those who experienced 9/11. You see, it's interesting that 2003 study found that the most resilient people who experienced 9/11 were the people who could move to gratitude. Gratitude. That's not to take away the horror, the trauma of what happened. Maybe you were sexually abused. Maybe you were spiritually abused in a church. Maybe you were physically abused. I grew up in an abusive home, okay? And some people stay resentful and bitter all their life because of what happened. And because of that, they have all kinds of psychological, emotional, and physical problems. I learned as I came to faith in Christ, you know what? It is what it is. I can't change it. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. And I decided I was not going to live in resentment and bitterness. I can't control what my dad did, and I'm not to blame for what he did. However, I am responsible for the effects of what he did on me as an adult. And I made a decision. I'm not going to let those things control me or dictate my life. And so I began to do some healing, but I also learned I need to become grateful, to be thankful. And the more thankful I was, and the grateful I was, I began to live more fully in the present. You see, there's power in living grateful. There's power in being appreciative. There's power in living in gratitude. So when the scripture says, in everything give thanks, for everything give thanks, it isn't just because he's telling us to do that, because he's just telling us to do that. Christ understood that when you live this way, you live a life in this world very differently than those who do not. Your relationships are more positive. You are more positive. You are more healthy. And by the way, people want to be around people who are grateful. People want to be around those who are thankful. Because here's what I've learned. People who live a life of gratitude are emotionally mature. They're emotionally intelligent. People who are resentful and bitter are still immature. They haven't learned how to live emotionally with well-being. I was that guy many, many years ago. And I decided I was going to change it. I was not going to be that way. So what are some strategies for being grateful? I think right now, as you're listening to me, I would like you to think about three things that you're thankful for. If you're married, three things you're thankful for. And don't tell me you can't come up with them. You can if you put your mind to it. Three things you're thankful for about your spouse. Three things you're thankful for about your job. Three things you're thankful for about your church. Three things you're thankful for about the Lord. You see, just begin to ask yourself, what are three things I'm thankful for about this? And sit back and think about it. And I promise you, if you do, the answers will come. Live a life of gratitude. Live a life of peace. It's a much more powerful way to live life. Secondly, you could do, as many people would suggest, keep a gratitude journal. Every day, just write down two or three things that you're grateful for. You know, and keep that gratitude journal and then look back at it over time and see the things that have happened in your life that you would have forgot about. But when you look back at your gratitude journal, there they are, things that you're reminded of. And so that's the second thing you can do. I would encourage you, if you're listening today, when this show is over, why don't you pick up the phone and practice gratitude and appreciation? Pick up the phone and think of two people, and you call them and you tell them two things you appreciate about them. Do you get that? When you're done listening to the show, pick up the phone, think of two people, pick up the phone, call each of them, and tell them two things. The phone call can go like this. Hey, you know what? I was just listening to the show, And he was talking about things that we're appreciative for and being appreciative. And I thought of you, and I just want you to know so-and-so. I appreciate this, and I appreciate this about you. I just wanted you to know, and I just wanted to tell you that. Look, folks, this it gives them a dopamine shot. Give them a dopamine shot. And you know what you might find? They might share back some appreciations to you and give you a dopamine shot. You see, I think when we learn to live a life of gratitude, which is an attitude, you're actually becoming more emotionally mature. And it is a powerful way to live that way. Now remember, to live a life of gratitude requires humility. God gives grace to the humble, yet he resists the proud. Live a life, folks. Live a life of gratitude. Be thankful. Live powerfully. I appreciate you tuning in. I hope Thanksgiving is a marvelous holiday for you. And I hope that you had a marvelous time. And I'm going to share one with you now. I'm thankful that you took the time to listen to me. And I'm thankful that you, hopefully, were inspired by me. I hope you have a great week. And I'll see you next week right here on Real Talk with Dr. Rick.
Healthy living, healthy relationships. This has been Real Talk with Dr. Rick on The Truth. Feel free to let us know what's on your mind. Email us at realtalk@livethelife.org and join the conversation by liking Real Talk with Dr. Rick on Facebook. We hope you can join us next Saturday at 1:30 for another edition of Real Talk with Dr. Rick on The Truth.